State Senator Walter Timilty has filed legislation that would require the state's pension fund to divest from any companies engaging in business operations in Russia. And he joins us now to discuss this further. Senator, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
And good afternoon to you as well. Hope you're doing well today.
I am. So what exactly would this bill, an act relative to pension divestment from Russia, do?
Well, the first thing it will do is it will identify the bill mandates that we identify as to what investments that we have with our stock portfolio, with our pension funds, and any businesses that do business with Russia. And once as that's determined, that would mandate the Pension Reserve Investment Management Board, which oversees our state pension funds, to divest or otherwise dispose, which means in common speak, sell, redeem, or withdraw any holdings in these identified business operations.
And how much money are we talking about here?
$140 million out of a pension portfolio that's about $1.4 billion, Dan.
And now this comes just as a bipartisan group of legislators has sent a letter to State Treasurer Deb Goldberg seeking similar action. So are these two aligned, or what's the, I just wanted to know the connection there with that.
Well, absolutely, Dan. First of all, I signed on to that letter to Treasurer Goldberg, who, by the way, has done a great job administering our pension fund. It's a robust fund. But is there a connection? Well, you know, again, I'm a co-signer of that letter. Obviously, it's a two-track approach. I'm pursuing this legislation separately, but there are people who are signed on to the letter who are co-sponsors of my legislation. Throughout history, whenever Massachusetts has led the way in divesting of evil regimes, and we're certainly witnessing a barbaric regime in Mr. Putin's regime, who I think we can all agree is a war criminal. We've led the way with legislation, whether it be in the early 80s when Representative Mel King filed legislation to divest of what was the apartheid regime in South Africa, which of course is abhorrent. And we've also had legislation to mandate divestment from our PRIM board in terms of investments in companies that have done business in Iran, another evil regime, and of course the Sudan.
Now, how much support does this bill have right now on Beacon Hill from what you have seen?
I think it has a lot of support because I believe my colleagues and people all around the Commonwealth of Massachusetts are beyond repulsed what we're witnessing on TV every night as the war crimes that are being committed in the Ukraine. Mr. Putin is a war criminal, and I believe as a Commonwealth, and my colleagues are reflective of that, want to stand up and make a statement and try to hurt this Russian regime, which is a barbaric regime, as much as possible. And this is one way to do it.
And do you think there's going to be any negative impact on the investment returns on the pension fund by doing this?
Well, you know, Dan, I think if there are any negative impacts, it'll be minimal. This is a robust pension fund, as I mentioned earlier. Treasurer Goldberg's done a great job. And at $1.4 billion, I believe we can weather that and pivot and readjust. And again, I believe we need to grab at every lever as a country and as a Commonwealth to make a statement as to what Mr. Putin's doing. I also think the Commonwealth of Mass should lead the way on this, as we have before. And I also believe if we do this here in the Commonwealth of Mass, other states will follow, and that will hurt Mr. Putin. And I also don't believe we should be buying any Russian gas or oil.
And where is the status of the bill right now? I believe it's been referred to a committee.
We're close to that. I had a conversation with the House Rules Committee chair yesterday. Given that it's a late file, Dan, both Rules Committee chairs have to admit it. And Rep. Galvin has told me he will admit it over in the House Rules. I exchanged messages with Senator Lovely, who's our chair of rules in the Senate, and I believe that we will be admitting it in the Senate shortly, at which point it will be assigned to committee.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us about this. We do appreciate it.
And Dan, if I may just quickly say, once it's assigned to a committee, we will have a hearing. Obviously, I and other members of the legislature will be testifying in favor of it. I believe this is very important that we make a statement with this war criminal, Putin, and stand up to this naked aggression, which is just absolutely barbaric.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Senator Timilty. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thanks for your time. Take care.